Actor Saeed Jaffrey is as comfortable playing Shakespeare as he is playing characters drawn from the history of his native India. You may know him for his role as the Pakistani uncle in the film My Beautiful Laundrette. He also appeared in the films Gandhi and A Passage to India. Jaffrey co-stars with Pierce Brosnan in the new film The Deceivers, produced by Ismail Merchant. It's set in India in 1825, and it's based on the true story of a British East India Company official, played by Brosnan, who discovers a secret cult of criminals called the Tugs, or the Deceivers. The Tugs link up with wealthy travelers on the road. Then they strangle the travelers with weighted silken scarves and steal their jewels. Jaffrey plays a Tug arrested by Pierce Brosnan. Brosnan wants to infiltrate the cult, and Jaffrey becomes his guide.
Greetings, Ali, my brother.
Why did he call you that?
It is a Tug password. Where all, Ali?
Then those travelers?
Yes, if the omens are favorable, they will all be killed.
Had you heard about the Tugs before doing this role?
Yes, I had.
Had you heard stories about them as a child?
Yes, I'd read stories about them as a child. Then I read this novel about 30 years ago. Yeah, in the 50s, yeah. I read the novel, The Deceivers.
In the making of the film The Deceivers,
yes.
Did you have to learn how to use the...
The rumal?
Yes, the
handkerchief.
The scarf that's used to strangle people.
Yes,
with a lightning
we did.
Speed.
We did. That was our first lesson.
Who trained you?
Brian Smithies was one of the guys, our special effects man. And then Jerry Crampton, the stunt coordinator. How funny that both these would be English people teaching the Indians how to use the handkerchief.
Yeah, I see your point.
In the film, of course, they've used a sound effect which dramatizes it a little more and makes it more menacing.
Sure, it's the sound.
The swish.
That's the sound.
And then
that's right.
That.
You star in The Deceivers along with Shashi Kapoor, another Indian actor who has also made...
some films in the West.
Exactly, some films in the West.
Unlike me, he's based more in India and has been all his life. And every now and then, like Heat and Dust and Sammy and Rosie, he has done in the West. But otherwise, most of his work is in India, whereas most of my work was in England.
The film is produced by Ismail Merchant.
Ismail Merchant.
Who is also Indian-born, but has produced most of his movies.
In the West.
In the West.
Yes.
Do you think that The Deceivers could have been produced by an Indian film company in India?
If it had been, it would probably have been 3 hours long and would have had five or six songs and three or four dances.
How come?
Because that's what they expect. That's what the Indian audiences expect from a movie, an entertainment which amuses them or entertains them or frightens them or whatever, for at least 3 hours.
You first left India in 1956 to study acting at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts
for a while, in
England. Why did you want to leave India?
Because there were no drama schools in India. And most of my work, my theatre company was an English language theatre company in Delhi. And we did Tennessee Williams, and we did Shakespeare, and we did Ibsen, and we did Christopher Fry, and T.S. Eliot, and so on. But and we learnt on our feet. But I still felt that I should go to a Western institution and try my mettle, my talent, against stiffer competition in England and in America.
What was that experience like for you?
It was challenging. It kept you, even if you got a six-line part, you had to enrich it and imbue it with so much truth that it would be remembered. And maybe 6 months later or a year later, the same director might have another part for you. It was a struggle.
Yes,
it was a struggle, but it was, I look back on it as a wonderfully sort of strengthening of the sinews kind of struggle. Which every actor can do with.
Now, did you ever have trouble getting the kinds of roles that you wanted because you were an Indian actor?
Yes. But I had broken through the mold. You know, being selected for Shakespeare, for instance. And then in New York, my first play being a Spanish tragedy. So I was lucky enough to have broken the barrier you know, because in fact there were no Indian parts at that time. And if I had only been playing Indian parts, I would have died a long time ago. Passage to India, in fact, was my first major Indian role on Broadway, in which I played the part that Alec Guinness plays in the film, mm-hmm. Professor Godbole. And then we started a thing called a multiracial company called the Theatre in the Street, and we played Molière in the streets of Harlem and Bedford-Stuyvesant. And that was a heady experience. So, I mean, there were lots of joys that one looks back on, even though the struggle was there.
Let me ask you about a movie you made a couple of years ago, My Beautiful Laundrette.
Yes.
And in this movie, you played a businessman who is who wants to take his nephew into the business.
Yes.
And you're a Pakistani businessman living in London.
Yes.
You have a mistress.
Yes.
But a very traditional family at the same time.
Yes.
And you're trying to kind of keep one from the other.
Right.
This is a scene in which you've invited your nephew to the restaurant and you're giving him some advice. I want to play this scene for you.
Please do.
Don't deliberately egg me on to laugh at you when I brought you here to tell you one essential thing. Now move closer. Get up. In this damned country, which we hate and love, you can get anything you want. It's all spread out and available. That's why I believe in England. Only you have to know how to squeeze the tits of the system.
He's saying that he wants to help you.
What do you want to do with me?
What am I going to do with you? Turn you into something damn good. Now your father can't do it, can he?
When you in that scene describe England as this damn country which we hate and love. I mean, in the film you could tell that this man loves the country because there's a lot of opportunities to make money,
right.
But he hates the country because Pakistanis are discriminated against.
Right.
And I wonder if you've ever felt that way about England or the United States as a country that you both hate and love.
I never felt that about the United States at all. In England, it was a bit tougher. Because there was this discrimination when I first went there in 67. And though I personally never came across it in my working area, I did go through in 1971 and 72 what I called a season of muggings, where I was mugged. I mean, in fact, when I by fascists, you know, late at night or something like that. But it never embittered me, because I think no actor must ever allow himself to get either smug or bitter, because these elements exist in all societies, and they're only a small part of that thing. They're merely the reminder that there are the evil forces, that one must concentrate on the good forces and inform them with whatever whatever experiences you have had in your life.
So when you went through this period of getting mugged,
yes,
did you learn how to street fight afterwards?
No, it was quite bad, because, you know, I became quite paranoid for a little while, because I used to then, I had a Scottish girlfriend at that time, and she used to be my protector, and she used to walk just almost in front of me with her, you know, her fists, or, you know, like a boxer, you know, and says, "Oh, I'll show them. How dare they?" And says, "Oh, well, look at that man over there. I think he's coming." You know, all this. So then we'd laugh about it so much that there was no time to get embittered.
So how are you dividing your time now between the United States, England, and India?
Well, because of the quantity of work, last couple of years I've spent more time in India. But I always make sure that I can... I mean, I'd love to do something here. You know, I think I want to come full circle. I began here as an actor. I want to do something here. I'm still a member of Equity, SAG, AFTRA, all those sort of things. And I'd love to do something in North America again, something relevant, something like My Beautiful Laundrette.
It must be good to not have to choose between the two worlds, between India or the West, and to live in both and make movies in both.
It is. I think it is. But one humbly feels that one has earned that place.
Right.
Through all the struggles.
Okay. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Actor Saeed Jaffrey co-stars with Pierce Brosnan and Shashi Kapoor in the new film The Deceivers. This is Fresh Air.